Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As mothers across the country continue to struggle to find baby formula to feed their infants, Republicans are angry that the feds are sending baby formula to the Texas border to feed illegal immigrants. Florida Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamick posting a picture on her Facebook page showing pallets of baby formula at a processing center in the border town of McAllen. The White House is throwing some shade at Russian President Vladimir Putin for threatening retaliations if Finland joins NATO.
I would just like to quote the president of Finland and what he said, which I don't think I could state it better in response to this question, which is, as it relates to Russia, you caused this. Look at the mirror.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying Putin caused the ongoing turmoil in Eastern Europe by invading Ukraine. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The House January 6th committee has issued subpoenas for 5 House Republicans, GOP leader Kevin McCarthy, Representatives Jim Jordan of Ohio, Scotty Perry of Pennsylvania, Andy Biggs of Arizona, and Mo Brooks of Alabama. Speaking on Fox News, Representative Andy Biggs of Arizona says he has no involvement in any rallies.
But this notion that I somehow was involved in planning a rally, not true. Planning people coming to the Capitol, not true. I've denied that hundreds of times, multiple media outlets. That's simply untrue.
The congressman also says he feels that this is more about headlines than actually uncovering the truth. Mercedes-Benz is recalling more than 292,000 vehicles. They include 2006 through 2012 model GL, ML, and R-Class SUVs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Officials in Laguna Niguel late Thursday say the California coastal fire has scorched about 200 acres, destroying 20 homes and damaging 11 more. Captain Virgil Asunchin, Chief of Police Services in Laguna Niguel, says about 900 residents have been evacuated.
We have received more than 1,250 calls to our hotline. Most are asking about when they could go home. It is vital that it is safe to repopulate for the residents and for our fire personnel that is fighting the fire out there.
He says evacuation orders are still in place as 550 fire crew members work to put out the fire, which is at around 15% containment. The first ever photo of the Milky Way's black hole is being revealed, the image showing an oval-shaped void with a bright ring surrounding it. This is only the second image ever captured of a black hole, while being the first to show a detailed look at the Milky Way's core. The black hole is around 27,000 light-years away and is 4 million times more massive than the Sun. The 2022 NFL regular season schedule is out. To open the season, the reigning Super Bowl champion Los Angeles Rams will host the Buffalo Bills in the first game of the new season on Thursday, September 8th. With Christmas on Sunday, most games that week will be played on Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, some days you look up and you think, okay, I think we're seeing light at the end of the tunnel here. So many times I've said that, and it ended up being a train coming at us and not the light that we were looking for. Anyway, hey, such is life, and we're here to continue to report the truth no matter where it leads. Good to have you with us, ladies and gentlemen. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Paul Kengor, yes, the one and only professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania, joins us now. Hey, Paul, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, doing pretty good. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I want to talk about my favorite topic these days. Well, one of two favorite topics. I mean, we're going to set Roe v. Wade aside. We'll talk about voter fraud in just a minute because Pennsylvania seems to be quite the epicenter of voter fraud and has been for quite a while. But this breaking bit of news now that Elon Musk says the Twitter deal is on hold over spam bots. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I saw that, and I'm not surprised. And, you know, hopefully, you know, for him, that's, you know, that's a position of leverage and bargaining a little bit. And why not? I mean, you know, he should do that. There's all kinds of flaws with Twitter. And, you know, sounds to me here like he's a pretty good negotiator using this to his advantage.
Well, you already saw the Twitter employees scrambling here and trying to clean up the books, right? And suddenly everybody's Twitter account, you know, left by, you know, 40, 50, 60,000 sudden, you know, users and followers on everybody's account. So the difference is, you know, Elon Musk coming in and they need to clean things up. And, of course, being the businessman that he is and anybody spending, you know, $40 billion, you would think, hey, look, I want to make sure I've got everything properly valued. And if you've got 5% of the users that are really kind of waste, you can't really monetize these fake accounts, really. And so that doesn't that reduce the value of the company at least by 5%?
Yeah, you would think so. And again, that's why, you know, he's a good negotiator and he's probably bringing that to the table and he'll probably use that to get a better deal for himself. And he should. I mean, what, I think it's $44 billion, right? That's an enormous amount of money. So, good for him. Good for him.
Yeah, and he has a fiduciary responsibility. It's not all just his money coming out of his wallet. I mean, he's going to, you know, to banks and other revenue sources, so he owes it to them to make sure that, you know, everything's properly qualified so that they can realize the return on investment. Isn't that fair?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And, he has a responsibility and, you know, and also too, I wonder how much of it is a curveball by, you know, not to politicize everything, but some of the lefties at Twitter were having an absolute meltdown that Elon Musk was coming in and they wouldn't be able to censor people and control people and slap everything with misinformation that they politically or ideologically disagree with. But this sounds legit on Musk's on the part of Musk, you know, and it's something that he ought to use to his advantage and, again, trying to get a better deal.
Did you see some parallel relevance here with the Twitter folks, the lefties, who are, you know, in the fetal position and pitching a fit with Lieutenant Colonel Vitaman? Remember him, how much of a fit he was pitching because he wasn't in charge? You know, nobody elected him, but he felt like he should be able to command, you know, policy there in Ukraine, right?
Yeah, well, and this is how it is with the left, right? I mean, if they're not controlling, they're not canceling. In fact, speaking about Ukraine and Russia, I mean, look at how suddenly, you know, all these leftists have become Russia hawks, right? And they're now canceling, you know, people who don't sufficiently condemn Putin or people who don't sufficiently take the side of Ukraine. And, you know, look at all these different Russian athletes, artists, performers. Who's the opera star, right? She's a soprano, Anna Netrebko, I think is the name. And you know, she got dropped by Met Opera because they said that she didn't sufficiently condemn Vladimir Putin. And in fact, speaking of Twitter, she tweeted something like, you know, I condemn this immoral invasion of the Ukraine. Stop this invasion now. Reverse this invasion right now. And to the people at Met Opera, you know, this wasn't enough. They wanted her to more sufficiently condemn the person of Putin. And you know, just imagine that somebody is sitting there in the safety of an air-conditioned office or coffee shop in Manhattan, you know, telling this poor Russian girl whose family can be murdered by Putin back home, right? I mean, Putin murders, Putin poisons dissidents. Yeah, but, exactly. But here you got Americans, American liberals, wanting to cancel
her.
I have no idea. They did this with masking. They did it with forced vaccinations. They do it with same-sex marriage, BLM, LGBTQ issues. So the left is always looking for something to control and cancel with.
Right.
And so bringing this back to Elon Musk and Twitter, Elon Musk is a giant threat to them because they can't cancel people and slap with misinformation and censor people they disagree with on Twitter. The left is all about control and cancel and censor.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to go to work for the government and be part of the disinformation board. What do you think?
Right,
I mean, they've
right.
already been properly
yeah, yeah.
trained,
no, no, that,
and
that's
why
exactly
not?
Right.
They can all be a part of the NINAs that have been exploding there in the Beltway. Speaking of New York, I mean, it is absolutely losing its skull and becoming so emotional. I mean, here it is. Broadway is starting to open up again, and now you've got these feisty artists, you know, cussing at the audience because they're not wearing a mask. Every year for probably 20 years, like religion, I love New York. I love the theater. I would go there and spend a week during Christmas. I just love the spirit of New York during that period of time. And I stopped going because it got so politicized. I didn't want to pay $150 for a ticket and have somebody pontificate to me about something they knew so little about. And
yeah.
I didn't go there to get their opinion. I got there to be I went there to be amused and to be entertained. That's what I paid $150 for, not their scant idea of what politics was all about. And now here they are. I mean, they're just shooting themselves in the foot all over again because people left in droves there for a while because they said, well, I'm not going to put up with this. And then now here it's starting to come back. Their theater was starting to, you know, get reinvigorated. And now you've got these, you know, these people yelling at the audience. It's like, whoa, man, you guys stop it, you know?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, no, there's snowflakes. It's outrageous. And I was in the Midwest last week in Peoria, Illinois, and drove from Pennsylvania through Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and I didn't see a mask anywhere. You know, about 1,000 miles round trip, not a single mask. I was in D.C. 2 weeks ago, and people had them on at the restaurants, the hotels. We're actually going to New York this weekend, and people will be masked up again in New York. I mean, you could break down by politics. Right?
Exactly.
I mean, if you're a liberal, you're wearing a mask and screaming at other people about masks. If you're not a liberal and you're a normal person, you go on with your normal life. Here I am in Grove City. I'm on Main Street in Grove City, Pennsylvania.
I'll tell you, we've got to go to break. More for Dr. Pell.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Thank you.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. Dr. Paul Kengor continues with us. And, Paul, I did want to address, this voter fraud issue. You know, you and I have been talking about this forever. Dinesh D'Souza's new movie, 2,000 Mules, is really reinforcing this movement and understanding and conviction, I would dare say, according to Rasmussen, where 60% of the people say, look, there was something funny. And, you know, call it voter fraud, call it what you want, but there was something not kosher in the 2020 elections. And here it is, you know, we're getting, it's like we're getting drips of information. Yesterday we find out a woman finds a box of over 100 mail-in ballots on an L.A. street. And then authorities say, well, hey, it's not my problem. It's like,
yeah,
wait a minute.
Yeah.
This is the mess you created here, and we got 100 mail. And I know a lot of people are saying, well, it's L.A., it's California, forget it, let's not even deal with them. Well, you know, my attitude about that is that, and we go back to the question, just like with Roe v. Wade, how much is too much? How much voter fraud should we tolerate? 1%? 5%? You know, is it just an acceptable deal? Do we go along with what A.G. Holder said? There's no such thing as voter fraud. You know, why are people making any kind of whoop about it? But the American people are saying, look, it does matter. We need to know, especially when it comes to voting. So there needs to be, a searing up of the rules of play here, what needs to happen. And in my humble opinion, and this may sound a little extreme for people, but I think in order to get these people in line, particularly in California, they say, look, that's fine. You go have your own election. You certify whatever manure results you want to certify with all your bogus votes and everything like that, including 3 million people that have been on voter rolls that everybody has noticed. You admitted, said, yeah, 3 million. We'll take half of that off. And we'll still leave, admittedly, 1.5 million people that shouldn't be on the voter rolls in California. I still don't know if they even, you know, got rid of the 1.5 million that they admitted and said they were going to clean up. So in my humble opinion, Paul, what we ought to do is say, look, go ahead and we'll allow your representatives to be seated. You'll have a voice, but you won't have a vote until you meet the acceptable levels of voter fraud, whatever it is determined, 1% or whatever, until you get this squared away. If you're not going to play by the rules, then you're not going to have an impact on the governance of the other 49 states because you got your people in by voter fraud. What do you think? Is that too extreme?
Well, look, 1% can be enough to decide an election.
Of course.
I mean, you look at the vote difference in places like Arizona, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, as some of these other states when it comes to flipping the Electoral College. And also, too, I have not seen the 2,000 Mules yet, but I will watch it. Liberals will not watch it. They will not watch it.
I'll tell you, several of my liberal friends have watched it, and they had to admit that, whoa, wow, this is hard to defend. It's that clear
wow.
cut, Paul. I mean, you have to be absolutely so ideologically fixed that you can't handle the truth, as Nicholson would say, and a few good men, in order to ignore the obvious conclusion that is presented before you.
Well, most of them still won't. In fact, I wrote a piece for the American Spectator in November 2020. And the title was the percentage, 99.4%. And it had to do with a testimony before the Pennsylvania Senate. And it was actually the Republicans in the Pennsylvania Senate about a batch of 99.4% of something like 100,000, but I can't remember what the exact number was, but that all came in, for Joe Biden. It's like 99.4 to 0.6%. And my point in writing about that was, I said, is this true? Is it true? I just want to know, damn it, if this is true. And nobody, Bill, would even cover it. The Pittsburgh papers, Philadelphia, they wouldn't even report on it. And that's what drives people crazy. And by the way, as I'm talking to you on the phone right now here in Western Pennsylvania, I'm passing signs that say Doug Mastriano for governor. Doug Mastriano was the Pennsylvania state senator who led that charge in defense of Donald Trump. and wanting all of that investigated. And you know, we're voting next Tuesday in the Pennsylvania primary. Doug Mastriano is probably going to win the Republican nomination for governor. And the Democrats are having an absolute fit at that prospect. You know, they're calling Mastriano Pennsylvania's Trump, Pennsylvania's version of Donald Trump. But in this state, I mean, we've always had voter fraud, always.
I mean, I know that's amazing.
That's the way it is. Yeah. And the idea the liberals in 2020 suddenly want to ban you from talking about voter fraud from 2016 to 2020 for 4 years. All liberals told us was that the 2016 election had been rigged. Right, you know, Trump colluding with the Russians in order to take the election away from Hillary. So that's all we hear for 4 years, 2016 to 2020, and then all of a sudden in 2020, when Republicans have questions about voter integrity in 2020, you can't talk about it anymore. Right?
Exactly. Exactly.
They cancel you. They accuse you of misinformation, disinformation, and I could tell you as a Pennsylvania resident, we have this in every election. This isn't brand new in 2020. This has always happened. So the idea, and here's really the big picture here, when the possibility of a gazillion mail-in ballots was set up for 2020, we said, oh no. Almost every country in the European Union bans mail-in ballots, Bill, because of they are rife with
the voter fraud.
For fraud.
Exactly.
Everybody
exactly.
knows this. The Democrats know this, but you know, but all of a sudden, you know, they do all these flips in 2020. No, if they allow mail-in balloting again in 2022, like they did in 2020, and believe me, Democrats who cheat, the ones who cheat, are going to want that because you can cheat with mail-in ballots. Everyone knows this if they're just honest enough to admit it.
Well, they're burning novena candles for another pandemic, Paul, so that they can have credence to do this. And what's happened, it seems that Pennsylvania activists have said, look, at enough of this stuff. And this has been, like you said, this has been going on forever. And that's why I said this has almost become the voter fraud capital of the nation here, because the kind of numbers, and when you see 2,000 mules, you're going to see it's quite clear. We're not talking, you know, 20,000, 30. I mean, we're talking hundreds of thousands of votes that were muled by criminals, you know, with criminal activity. And as you mentioned, this has been going on, you know, it seems forever. And as I recalled, and we were sharing offline, I believe it was 2008 when Barack Obama, you know, carried 58 of the voting districts, if I'm remembering this correctly, 58 of the voting districts in Pennsylvania, 100%. That's impossible.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah,
you don't do that without you. And then let's forget about the Black Panthers in front of the polling station with their beating sticks, right?
Yeah, that was in Philadelphia, and I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that. And I remember that reading, I think, a Philadelphia Inquirer, which is a horribly left-wing, crazy newspaper. The reporter who reported said something like, you know, it had this breathless tone, Bill, like, wow, they really love Barack Obama in Philadelphia. Yeah. It's like, no, nobody gets 100% of votes, right? I mean, you wouldn't get 100% of votes against Hitler, right?
Yes,
you don't get 100% of anything. And I remember when I wrote that piece for Spectator, and one guy wrote in and he said, well, 99.4% is possible. This was a heavily black area. Blacks voted for Trump in Pennsylvania 20%. I think it was 18 or 20%, right? You're not going to get 99.4. These people are crazy. Right? I mean, that's a statistic that's impossible. For something
well,
like
these
that,
are the same. These are the same people that say that 100% of the scientists agreed on climate change, right, and global warming.
Right.
you can't even get them to agree on this color of the sky. Dr. Paul Kengor has been our guest. Thank you, Paul.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As mothers across the country continue to struggle to find baby formula to feed their infant, Republicans are angry that the feds are sending baby formula to the Texas border to feed illegal immigrants. Florida Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamick posting a picture on her Facebook page showing pallets of baby formula at a processing center in the border town of McAllen. The White House is throwing some shade at Russian President Vladimir Putin for threatening retaliations if Finland joins NATO.
I would just like to quote the president of Finland and what he said, which I don't think I could state it better in response to this question, which is, as it relates to Russia, you caused this. Look at the mirror.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying Putin caused the ongoing turmoil in Eastern Europe by invading Ukraine. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. DeRoy Murdoch, yes, our favorite Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, joins us. Hey, DeRoy, how you doing, buddy?
Bill, how are you? Doing great.
Hey, like you said, we've got lots to celebrate. I mean, look, there's just no denying this stuff anymore. It's just wide open. And, you know, America's eyes are opening just so wide that you just cannot deny. And, you know, but meanwhile, Joe Biden hasn't gotten the memo, and his disinformation board, his Ministry of Truth, that he's ready to unload on us with Nina Jankowicz and everything. And I figured out, DeRoy, I think the reason he likes Nina is that Nina is has been wrong on just about every level when it comes to information. She's been consistently wrong, just like Joe Biden has been consistently wrong with matters of national security, right?
Yeah, well, I figure if you're going to have somebody in charge of fighting disinformation, you might as well have somebody who knows disinformation is from personal experience and from her statements. You know, she has come out and said that the Hunter Biden laptop story was Russian disinformation, and that that was not to be believed, and to come out and made other comments that were just completely untrue. And she said that the laptop is a Russian influence op and this sort of thing. So she also said that Trump's Kremlin ties don't end at Manafort. Of course, we learned that the Russia hoax was just a hoax exactly after four different investigations. So she's engaged in disinformation herself. So maybe the first thing that I call the DGB, the sort of rhymes with KGB, doesn't it? The
right, exactly.
First thing to do is launch an investigation of the woman who runs it and see who she's disinformed and how, and make her pay whatever the penalty is for that kind of behavior.
Well, maybe they could learn something from the banks, you know. DeRoy is like, you know, they train tellers how to identify counterfeit money, right? And how they train them is by having them study what a real dollar bill looks like. I don't think Nina Jankowicz has experienced any study whatsoever of real credible information. And maybe that's the problem right there just from the get-go. What do you think?
Yeah, well, that's a start. You know, maybe if these people had a more comfortable relationship with the truth, they'd know what the truth looks like. And one of the important things that really does not come out in this discussion is the idea that, oh, disinformation, you're not allowed to engage in disinformation. The American public, under the First Amendment, there's no reason anybody can't engage in disinformation. If I want to come on the air and say to you that Little Red Riding Hood is the person who actually runs the Federal Reserve, and the Big Bad Wolf is the person who sets interest rates, you know, I can go on for hours about that. And if people want to believe that, great. And if they think I'm making stuff up or think I'm crazy, they can go on the air, write letters to the editor or whatever and say Murdoch's crazy. What's he talking about? Now, there's nothing in the Constitution that says we're not allowed to engage in disinformation. You can disinform as much as you want. And then it's up to the rest of us to say, that's nonsense. That doesn't make any sense. You know, here's a scientific study, or here's a law, or here's a photograph, or here's an article, whatever, to refute whatever nonsense somebody's saying. So the idea they're going to have this government agency in charge of stopping disinformation, where on earth are they coming up with that nonsense? There's no constitutional authority to do so. And it's a complete utter violation of the First Amendment, which
exactly
you and I embrace and cherish, and the left increasingly sees as some sort of a dead letter.
Well, it compromises the public square. The value of the public square is that we can have this discussion and we can freely speak and be able to say, hey, here's my idea. What do you think? And we're all the smarter and much more intellectual when that occurs. Now, the left has made a concerted effort over the years to downgrade and invalidate that said conversation, and they've dumbed us down in the process. I got to imagine if somebody was to do an analysis on this, DeRoy, we would find a loss of IQ points that you could show started when all this came upon the marketplace and where the public square was shut down, that you had a reduction in IQ points of the American people.
Well, you know, I think that's very true, and I think this also gets in the way of science. I'll give you one great example. You may recall during the height of, during the depths of the COVID-19 crisis, then President Trump gave a press conference at the White House and talked about the idea of using putting tubes with ultraviolet rays in people's lungs to kill to kill COVID-19. And he made some reference to this, and instantly Facebook and Google and elsewhere started shutting down a website of an organization that was actually producing a device where you would put these tubes into people's lungs and zap ultraviolet rays. The idea was that this would kill the COVID-19 virus. Disinformation, we can't have that. And this thing just basically got pulled out of the public marketplace of ideas and scientific ideas. And in fact, this was a technology that was produced with a grant from a credible scientific organization. And it was created by some doctors at Cedars-Sinai, which is just about the best hospital in Los Angeles. If you're sick and you have the opportunity, the money, and you're in L.A., you want to go to Cedars-Sinai or UCLA. Those are probably the two best hospitals in town. Mm-hmm. And so this was a very serious effort to try to address this killer disease. And people on the left said, oh, Trump said it must be disinformation. Let's shut the thing down. And I'm not sure these people were able to bring their device to market. And if they had, they might have actually been able to save some people. Even now, people are getting COVID. They might be able to save people today. But the left said, oh, it's disinformation. Let's not let people even hear about it. And they shut that down. And, I think it's probably safe to say that some people might have been saved from COVID-19, perhaps have died as a consequence of not having access to that device, which the left decided was disinformation rather than something worth significant scientific research.
Well, another bit of information was hydroxychloroquine. You had a doctor in southern Florida with a patient. And the patient, they told the patient, well, you might as well say goodbye to the relatives. You're down to, you know, the last minutes of your life. And the doctors came in after informing him of that, and he informed his relatives, well, I'm not going to see, I'm I'm dying, and the doctors are, you know, counting my life expectancy in minutes and seconds here. And the doctor came back and said, look, we've got a Hail Mary pass here that we might be able to do. Are you interested? And he said, well, what is it? Well, it's hydroxychloroquine. So they administer hydroxychloroquine. Within a couple of hours, this guy's up and about. He's calling his relatives back and goes, hey, man, cancel that funeral. It ain't happening. You know, I'm back. Two doctors in Bakersfield, California, they were proponents, and they had been using these are frontline doctors dealing with COVID. They're, you know, they, believe it or not, D-Roy, they actually took their Hippocratic oath to heart. That they were to do no harm. And they were utilizing hydroxychloroquine and having a lot of success. Of course, Facebook and every other social media deal started canceling it because Trump mentioned it and said, hey, look, maybe we had to look into hydroxychloroquine. Oh, God forbid. You know, gray matter was splattering all over our TV sets. You know, the mainstream media was behind themselves. So how many, you know, to your point in all this, because it became such a political tool, and then you start looking at the green going, okay, like you and I have said often, when things get political, all you got to do is follow the money. And you start seeing, okay, we see here, Dr. Fauci's got a special little reimbursement with this particular product, so it behooves him to push that and negate, you know, a $10 pill when he can get paid $3,000 to $4,000 for his little, biological experiment that is supposed, supposedly, you know, much better than hydroxychloroquine, though the empirical evidence would prove different. But no, we're going to set that aside because this rewards, you know, the scientists here. I mean, it's just, DeRoy, I got to think, you know, down the road, because it's so close right now, but down the road, who knows, we might get some actual truth and revelation as to how the people were worked and how many people died unnecessarily because it became political and the greedy could not help themselves.
Yeah, I think that is a huge aspect of this entire situation. And in terms of the concept of free speech and open inquiry, look, the whole thing ought to be, look, you have the access to these drugs. If you can find a doctor who thinks it works for you, try it. Remember the whole idea that these decisions should be that of doctors and patients. Always hear that, oh, it's between the doctor and the patient. The government shouldn't get involved. And yet you have the people of Silicon Valley saying, we won't even let you get the information. We're going to shut this down so you can't even get this information. So you and your doctor can have a conversation about whether this treatment or this drug or this therapy makes sense for you and you and your loved ones and your family in that circumstance. This sort of thing, this lack of access to information and this desire to shut down debate, I think is probably killing people, literally. And that's an awful thing and just unthinkable that's happening in this country today.
Here it is. More from DeRoy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811.
That's 800-978-4811.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Before the top of the hour, our conversation with DeRoy Murdoch continues. He is the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of Project 21 Black Leadership Network. DeRoy, just to kind of wrap things up for what we were talking about earlier in this disinformation board, I mean, you know, why do we need it? I mean, this is another duplication effort and another way to add more personnel into a bureaucracy, into a bloated government that just spends more money and does not demonstrate any kind of efficiency whatsoever.
Yeah, well, you know, it's all of those things. This is another waste of money. It's an agency we don't need, serving a purpose that shouldn't be served by the federal government, which is sitting down and deciding what is or is not disinformation, and I assume in some way punishing people or encouraging Silicon Valley to block them on social media or whatever it might be. And bad enough if this were just a freestanding agency like the National Endowment for the Arts or something like that. But this is the biggest and best populated and best armed law enforcement agency in the country. The Department of Homeland Security has 240,000 employees. So do you want somebody who's sitting in this agency with almost 250,000 people, many of them very well armed with SWAT outfits and guns and ammo and so on, deciding, Bill Martinez, we heard your discussion with Murdoch. You guys were just spouting disinformation. So either we're going to find some way to block your social media access or label your stuff as not true or whatever it is. It should not be something in which the federal government is engaged. People out there, if they disagree with what we say, are more than welcome to come up and on radio stations or in print or write their own social media posts and say that we're crazy. That's perfectly appropriate under the First Amendment. We should not have the federal government engaging in this sort of thing. It's a total violation of the First Amendment. And I think the founding fathers would be rotating in their graves right now if they knew this sort of thing were happening in this country.
And I would say if you had a contrarian view, you're welcome to come on the show. We need contrarian views. We want to have this discussion. We're smarter. Each of us is enlarged and more intellectual when we can debate these ideas and come up with something better. No one person has all the goods. This is what our founding fathers realized. This is what they promoted and why the First Amendment is so important. But here, I guess, the Democrats and Joe Biden have not been getting enough cover by the mainstream media, unlike what happened with the Donald Trump administration, where you had 95, 96% of what was reported about the president was purposeful. ludicrously negative. Here, you've got the mainstream media offering cover to President Biden at every turn, but I guess that's not good enough. So now he needs his own Ministry of Truth in order to, you know, cover all the deception of this administration.
Yeah, I mean, exactly right. I find it amazing that the left controls ABC, CBS, NBC, the hideous paper of record whose name I don't like to say out loud, the Washington Post, and Facebook, and Google, and Amazon, and on and on and on. And on top of that, they want, as you say, this Ministry of Truth out there as well. And then on top of that, they are just apoplectic about the idea of having Elon Musk control Twitter.
I was going to say.
Social media outpost that is not controlled by the left. These people want total, complete control wall to wall and have just basically shut down debate and discussion in this country, which is how they were able to take the Hunter Biden story, laptop story, I should say, and basically bury that very successfully in the last 2 weeks of the campaign in 2020. And several surveys have come out in which people said if they'd known that the son of the then Democrat nominee had all these unusual deals with Ukraine and China and all that, they would not have voted for Joe Biden. And Joe Biden would be in his basement playing with his grandkids in Delaware. And Donald J. Trump would be in the Oval Office. And I imagine Ukraine would be untouched. Gasoline would be about $2.75 a gallon. And we probably would not have a baby formula shortage either.
Well, this is the injury that the American people have endured as a result of voter fraud. Clearly, you and I talked last time about 2,000 mules and the momentum on this and the response to Roy of this documentary from Dinesh D'Souza. I mean, I see this as the Kraken that people have been waiting for, and they are responding because you already had going into this clearly 60% of the American people saying, we got trouble here in River City. That vote, that election stunk to high heaven. And now you see clear-cut evidence. And I think the Kraken is starting to happen. And maybe what happens through this whole process is that maybe Hunter is thrown out as the sacrificial lamb, just saying, you know, I could hear, you know, the big guy, you know, telling Hunter, well, I'm sorry, Hunter, you got to take one for the team because it's either me or you, and I'm the president, and so you're gonna have to take a bullet for the team on this one.
Well, you know, that might happen, but if that happens, it's going to be difficult for Biden not to go down too, because they've got we know at a minimum that they've got intertwined bank accounts. So
yes.
The idea that, oh, I don't know anything about my son's business, we never talk about business. Oh. All right, we have a bank account together. So presumably, if Biden looks at his monthly bank statement and sees, oh, there's a deposit for $3 million from Moscow from the former the wife of the former president. Excuse me,
mayor.
Wife of the former
right.
mayor of right. Moscow. Hunter, what's this $3 million deposit from Moscow? And explain this to me. Or maybe he saw that and didn't ask, well, why would he not bring this up and say, what's this all about? So that's unusual. And then several of these emails have said that that they're going to reserve 10% for the big guy. The big guy presumably is Joe Biden. So it may come down to it where poor Hunter Biden gets thrown overboard, as he's sinking to the bottom of the ocean, the ankle bracelet around Biden is going to take him over the side too.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is, and you and I touched on this before, Roy, I don't think it stops with a big guy. It's got to go with the bigger guy. You know, nobody is saying anything about Barack Obama. I mean, this happened under his administration, and it wasn't just Joe Biden. It was Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. I mean, the rank corruption here is so extensive. It's like, okay, let's have that Jack Nicholson moment here. Can you handle the truth?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, we may find all sorts of people wrapped up in these funny deals and the funny money going in so many directions. I mean, we've never gotten a full accounting of the Clinton Foundation. I still want to know, how is it possible that Hillary Clinton basically allowed the 20% of our uranium supply to be controlled by none other than Vladimir Putin and the Kremlin, and the people involved in that Uranium One deal. They gave, the people involved in that company gave about $45 million in donations to the Clinton Foundation. We've never heard the bottom. They never got to the bottom of that.
Well, and they hired her brother, didn't they? Didn't her brother get a job out of this too?
I think,
if I remember correctly, I think he got, you know, he got a job. I mean, you know, the nepotism that's associated with this. And I mean, and then you got John Kerry's kid. I mean, it's like, please.
Yeah.
I mean, this is unbelievable. And then we got Nancy Pelosi's son. Yeah, and then you got Nancy Pelosi's son involved with, you know, Chinese business. I mean, we're so coupled and admired and elite captured, as Miranda Devine put it, by the Chinese. It's like, you know, no wonder America can't be first. It can't get, it can't even get out from underneath the pressure of all these outside interests and these side deals, these side hustle deals by these elected, you know, politicians that we put into office. And it's bad enough they've, you know, have injured us with $30 trillion of debt, but that's not enough. Let's go. My side hustle here, I got to get, you know, all kinds of millions of dollars for the big guy and take care of him too, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
That corruption. Then we have the corruption in our elections as well. I just saw this interesting story yesterday about a woman is walking her dog in Hollywood, California, just last Saturday, and she goes around the corner and she finds a U.S. Postal Service box with 104 unopened mail-in ballots just sitting there on the sidewalk in Hollywood. How about that? So we're back to the mail-in ballot nonsense, 104 unopened mail-in ballots just sitting on a sidewalk. Here we go again with mass mail-in ballots, and let's send ballots out to everybody and have all the ballots flying around. And the movie 2,000 Mules will show what happens when you have all these ballots floating around. They end up in these drop boxes. Who knows who's dropping them off at what time of day or who they belong to. I mean, the level of corruption between, as you say, these family deals that these politicians have, and the nonsense with the election, the lack of election integrity, mass mail-in ballots flying around. I discovered also from J. Christian Adams and the Public Interest Legal Foundation, there's six different states that are exempt from the motor voter law requiring that their voter rolls be cleaned up, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, and New Hampshire, which are kind of swing states.
Yes.
So they don't have to clean up their voter rolls. I mean, I read that just a couple of days ago and fell out of my chair.
Yeah. Well, California has noted that they've had over 3 million, people that need to be cleared from the voter rolls. They kind of said, okay, well, we'll give you half of that. Well, wait a minute. No, you got 3 million worth of problems here. You know, half isn't. Exactly. But again, this is, you know, as you said quite clearly, you've got a party that has become the party of voter fraud, but also Republicans themselves have to look in the mirror and say, are we being accomplices?
Well, I think what the Republicans need to do is not back down. If people say, oh, it's racist to clean the voter rolls. Say, no, there's nothing racist about going through the voter rolls and removing the names of people who are dead or people who have decided, I want to live in California, I'm moving to Texas or Tennessee or Florida, and remove those names so people don't have ballots flying around and then fill them out at their leisure. There's nothing racist about that, nothing bigoted about it. It has nothing to do with black or white or Hispanic or Asian. It has to do with clean elections, which people in this country, whether you're left, middle, or right, should support. And the Democrats are opposed to each and every single solitary effort to clean up our elections because they want to keep the situation loose and wide open so they can
in
their favorite activity, which is stealing elections. And the GOP needs to be strong enough to stand up and say that and not back down and hide as soon as the paper of record and the others start screaming and yelling.
Well, you've got 70% of America saying voter ID is the way to go, and I think you're going to have an increasing number of people saying, hey, let's go back to the old days. One day of voting. Everybody takes a day off, and one day, because the more time you give these people, and I'm talking about, these voter fraudsters, the more opportunity they have. DeRoy Murdoch, he is the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, and founding member of Project 21 Black Leadership. DeRoy, as always, appreciate the time and insight. You're awesome, buddy. Take care.
Okay, you as well. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they
come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel.